So juvenile. Maybe that's so, why I love Matt.
So.
We're all like seventh graders. There it is.
Guess who that is?
Yes.
Jeans, where are you at this week?
Yo, I'm going to Houston with the great Joe Rogan to do a theater there. And then here's what's up. I finally am able to share with our dear audience that they can get free tickets to my special November 9th. It's taping in Minneapolis, and I have the link for you guys. If you go to my website, tomsegura.com, and you click on the live shows, go to November 9, and you'll see there, click for free tickets. It takes you to a page. You just give me your email and your info, and you are on the list to come to the show. If you live in Los Angeles, the weekend before, I'm going to run that hour a few times at Flappers in Burbank in the Yoo-Hoo Room, which is a small room, has like 60 seats, so there's not that many seats. That's also on my site, tomsegura.com. Click those links and get tickets, and we'll do it here in L.A. before I go. And November 22nd, Christina and I are going to do the podcast live at the Ice House in Pasadena. That's Friday, and the tickets are on sale. There's also a link up on my site, so check all that shit out.
It's a busy October.
I'm putting that shit in my calendar, man.
That's what's up.
I'm coming out.
It's a busy mom-tober, if you will.
Yeah.
Guys, do you live in Des Moines, Iowa? Do you have nothing to do? Come see me October 16th through 19th.
Isn't that the same question?
Des Moines funny.
Do we have listeners in Des Moines?
We'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, I guess you're really going to find out.
I know that some like thrash metal's from there.
Yeah.
Isn't the band Korn or something? I don't
know. They're from Bakersfield.
I don't know. Listen. October 16th through 19th, Des Moines Funny Bone, Des Moines, Iowa. October 25th through 27th, I'm at the Madhouse Comedy Club in San Diego, California.
Yeah.
Just added November 7th through 9th, the Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, Florida. Oh, wow. Theo's itching on me. November 14th through 17th, the Hartford Funny Bone in Fartford, Connecticut.
A lot of them were out this past weekend, by the way.
What do you mean?
They were out at the comics at Foxwoods. A lot of our...
What place? Comics at Foxwoods.
Fartwoods at Foxwoods Comedy Club and Casino.
Oh, you're they not were saying all, the whole name, so I don't know which one you're talking about.
They were all saying they're excited to see your Fartford show.
Fartford, good. Yeah. And then November 22nd with my husband. You might have heard of him. Tom Segura.
Keep it Jesus.
What about you, Matt?
You know who's here. It's it's your baby's fucking father.
Yeah. Pleased to meet you.
It's the
it's about
the
fucking time, don't you think?
The concierge.
AKA.
It's like, you know what?
Your
leave off
daddy.
The bun, but I would like some extra cheese.
It's the full charge. No. We never leave off the buns.
Oh, shit. Okay.
on the Mom's House podcast. We always have Tommy buns. I'm in Ontario, California with Joey Diaz all week.
Oh my God.
That's a lot of bang for your buck. And Washington, D.C., the 24th to the 27th, D.C. Improv with your man, Bert Kreischer. So that's a good time.
That's a real...
Shirts off, shirts and skins comedy. I'll be leaving my shirt on, and he'll be taking his off.
He will make up for that.
I need you guys to come out and see me in Nashville, Tennessee on October 28th.
Oh, shit.
Corporate Juggernaut. And Louisville, don't want to insult those fuckers.
What's
Louisville, Kentucky,
what's
on October 29th.
What's Corporate Juggernaut?
It's
is
one
that
of
a
these,
venue?
It's one of these makeshift, that's not actually the name of the venue, that's the name of the show.
Okay.
It's all on thefullcharge.com. So if you live in Nashville and you live in Kentucky, you come see me. You come see your baby's father. It's about time your kid met his dad.
The main thing, go to thefullcharge.com and get those tickets. Go see them.
Check out my podcast, too, The Full Charge Power Hour. Episode 17 has Tom and Christina from Your Mom's House podcast, which is actually this podcast.
That's right.
Your Mom's House.
That's right. Yeah. Shit.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready to do this?
Hell
yeah. Yeah. I'm ready.
You'll like this.
My Savior! This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fuck is dead!
I bet I'm not.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Can you help him down?
With Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin. Christina
Pajitsin. Welcome to your mom's house.
Oh, the band is Slipknot. It's from Des Moines, Iowa.
Slipknot from good. Des Moines?
Doesn't it feel like that's the kind of music to come out of?
Yeah, it's like instead of getting that pissed off, just get a plane ticket and go to a coast. Why sit there and whine about it like that?
You don't have to be so angry, Slipknot.
They're ashamed of their own music. They won't show their own faces. Like, what's the point of starting a rock and roll band if you can't get laid?
Wait a minute.
And you can't get laid in that mask.
Here.
They all wear masks.
Oh, that's right.
This is them.
And they don't even use their names. They use numbers 1 through 9.
What? That's so scary.
Yeah, hi, I'm number 4. So I play bass.
That's so weird.
That is not a good look. This is not a good
Tom,
look.
Tom, why don't we play a game? Why don't we play some Slipknot for Matt and then play Wicked Wisdom and see which one he likes better.
Oh. All right.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
I'm not incredibly familiar with Slipknot. I mean, it's a good gimmick. Obviously, I know it, and I don't even know one of their songs.
Okay.
And I do know the lead singer plays like acoustic music under his real name.
Oh,
like,
really?
What? My feelings are hurt. Jinga, jinga, jinga. And then my other band is.
This is what Iowa does to you, man.
Yeah.
How can you maintain that level of anger every day?
Yeah,
I'd be so relaxed after like 3 days of this. I'd be like, give me my ukulele.
This is your gig every day. Every day. You have to go out and play these songs.
Night after night.
Yeah, it's tough.
Night after night for months.
Next thing you know, you're rich and you're 32.
Yep.
And you got to pretend like you're that angry still.
Yep. Jesus.
That's the worst part about being in a punk band. There's a documentary about punkers now, and they're all 50 and they're dads, and they have to tour and dye their hair black.
Oh, right.
Pretend
not,
to be upset. Yeah.
Not into it anymore, man.
Yeah, it sucks.
That is,
you know, there's a new retail tax out there right now. It's really fucking ruining the government and our economics.
These mortgages are out of control.
It's 0.08%. It's driving us crazy. This one's called Fuck Your Mom.
Do you,
daycare's too expensive.
You think this will be.
So is this is the alternative. So who do you like better?
Well, this is a chiller song.
I'm going to go with this off the bat.
Right off the bat, huh?
After around 15, I stopped liking singers that scream.
I hope it picks up. There we go.
Yeah, I could listen to this.
Good, huh?
Yeah. Not in the morning. Not my car. Not in the shower.
Maybe the one on Letterman.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, the fact that there's a woman singer helps it out immensely.
It does. I like women singers a lot, actually.
They were playing these thrash metal tapes, and they would just have, like, a dog sing.
Yeah.
I mean, this just shows you right there.
What about this jam here?
Shaking his head.
I mean, I think it's pretty good. I don't really like this kind of music anymore. I find life stressful enough. I don't need anything contributing.
That's Jada Pinkett Smith, man.
Shut the fuck up. I still don't know if you're shitting me.
No, it is.
Are you guys telling me the truth?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The kid that was in Karate Kid?
That's
Will Smith's wife?
Wife.
It's the sacred vessel who created Jada and Willow.
What's the name of this man?
Wicked Wisdom.
Get the fuck out of my face. My mind is fucking blown right now. Yeah. She's into this?
Oh, yeah.
Where have you been all my life, Jada? She wasn't like this until she moved to Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Kind of weird.
She started in like 02 or something with this.
Sorry, Will, but I'm in love with your wife.
There you go.
This is mind blowing.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy,
Matt
huh?
likes it. All right.
I mean,
better than Slipknot.
I mean, it really just depends on the fact that it's Jada Pinkett Smith singing this.
Please.
If it was anyone else, I don't think I'd like it as much. But my mind is blown. This is out of left fucking field. I never expected this.
It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty crazy, huh?
It's pretty spectacular.
I mean, she's a pretty humble, you know, sweet lady, so.
You love Jada Pinkett Smith?
I love her so much. She overshares on Facebook a lot.
You know, that's Baltimore's own. That's Baltimore's own right
there. Yes.
Is that right?
Don't you have
that's
the...
True.
Oh, my life. What is it, Gene?
Well, wouldn't...
Ryan Sickler knows everyone from Baltimore.
That's how my dad is.
They're from Baltimore.
My dad knows everybody who's Hungarian, too.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. You know who else is Hungarian? Tom Selleck. His real name is Selekash, but he shortened it.
That's
duh.
Yeah, he knows every Hungarian in the
Tell
media.
Us something we don't know, Dad.
You mean those guys are from Baltimore. Actually, they live in the county, though, not in the city.
But, you know, we saw them around Camden Yards and shit like that.
Yeah. I don't know what people say I got an accent. It's like you one got the accent.
Everyone down the ocean says I have an accent.
I mean, I don't even talk like that.
Dundalk.
Baltimore.
I'm sitting around drinking Natty Bo, and everyone's like, you got an accent. And I'm like, the fuck I do.
The fuck I do.
That sounds nothing like Sickler. But
no,
whatever.
That's what he says. The fuck I do. But he's real angry.
Nah.
The fuck I do.
No.
What you looking for?
Marriage business plan.
You know, it's like... If you don't have a goal, you know, if you don't have a purpose for your relationship and pretty much anything, it's like if you don't have a purpose, if you don't have a place that you're going, something that you want to accomplish, something you want to do, you can really get lost in the murk of the journey.
There has to be a vision for
it. Has to be a vision, right?
Yes, right.
So why are we together? You know, it's like, I mean, you fine, you know.
Okay.
You know, but as an answer for why two spirits would join together and decide to travel this perilous journey of life together, fine, or you can cook or you keep the house protected. That's really not enough. There's so much more that you have to be dedicated to.
Wow.
You know, to
that is so true. Yeah. So what is the bigger vision for your marriage? What is the bigger?
Well, we had to figure that out because we're two big beings that came together.
Yes.
And I had my vision and he had his. And so we had to join it. And so we decided
to just do what she said. You know?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What she said.
All right. Now my life got flipped turned upside down.
Once we decided, once we started to
this
see
the
how
part.
The children were growing and, you know, Willow and Jaden and Trey with how they
Not
were
so
becoming
much Trey.
Their own
Let's
beings.
Be
we decided, okay, we want to make a family business. How do we incorporate all the talent that we have in this family? Right. So
All right.
Meanwhile, Jazzy Jeff is like, you can't fucking throw me a bone.
Your
fucking 4-year-old is working and I'm not.
Just give me something, man. Ain't you got a birthday party coming up? I can eat
Transformer scratch. Burp.
Now, the thing is like, so we figured out that Jada, okay, so Jaden, their child's name is Jaden after Jada, and then Willow is named after Will.
It's true.
Now,
it's
Trey, true. He's from her first marriage, so he don't get shit. Yeah, he
poor
doesn't count.
Trey.
Yeah, he's out of it. Poor guy.
Now, I don't know if you saw this or not yet today, babe, but they have a, let's see, it's from one of these... sites put this together about, you know, Jaden has been really on a tear with his tweets.
I retweet them constantly.
How old is he?
It's like 16.
15 or 16.
I'm so glad I didn't have a Twitter account, and I'm definitely glad I didn't have a Facebook account when I was in high school.
Oh my God.
I'd be getting mad at people and be like, Ed is a dick. Fuck him.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? I'd be getting all these fights. I'd be doing the frowny face shit.
Oh my God.
Like if I was depressed or something.
Oh yeah.
How awful would that be? No one even likes me. I'd be posting shit like that. It would be a fucking mess.
Oh yeah. It's a mess now. I feel like I feel like it's too vulnerable as it is. I don't want a record of all my dumb thoughts in my 30s.
Oh, my God.
And especially when you think what you're saying has immense impact. That's the worst part. You know? No. But they put together this list that said, is this tweet, is this comment either a Jaden Smith tweet or from a philosopher?
Oh, that's perfect. Okay.
Yeah. So this is, yeah, it's who said it? Jaden Smith or a 19th century philosopher?
Okay. All right. That's I like good. This game.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see here.
We can play with Kanye West, too.
Knowledge yourself.
Okay.
Isn't that?
Smarten it up.
Okay. Animals are being tortured and enslaved, and it needs to stop. Was that Arthur Schopenhauer or Jaden Smith?
Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith.
Boom. Correct.
I love this game.
Yeah.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. Henry David Thoreau or Jaden Smith?
Hold on. Can you give me that one again?
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
I'm going to go Thoreau.
The philosopher.
Yeah. That's a little too articulate, I think, and actually makes sense.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Look at us, man.
But they did say there's a Smith companion tweet for that.
What is
How
that?
Can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
When I die, then you will realize.
That's definitely Jaden.
Oh, you're not going to go with Nietzsche?
Nietzsche was a bit of a narcissist as well, though.
Mm. But the Nietzsche companion tweet, God is dead.
Yes. Yes, there you go.
I encourage all of you to stop reading Unfollow Me.
That's a philosopher.
Right, John Stuart Mill.
Good.
Good. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it.
Philosophy.
You don't think that's Jaden Smith?
I know it's not.
All right. Well, that's enough.
That's
is that a game or is
that's
that
a game
like...
somebody put?
Okay.
He's been on a real tear as of late.
Oh yeah, it's phenomenal.
His tweets have just been like they're being honored on every. You won't believe how crazy this person is. Kind of
nice.
Site. Yeah.
So. That'd be a rough thing to go through as a 16-year-old.
It's bad.
I mean,
man.
But he's too blind to see, I guess, or chooses not to pay attention that people are making fun of him. I always fucking feel bad for Vanilla Ice.
Oh,
because
yeah.
He was 21 when everyone was shitting on him that hard. And I just can't imagine being that young and eating that much shit from the general public.
Yeah.
You know, that's so fucking... I guess
hard.
A million in the bank helps, but...
Yeah, but it's hard. It's got to be hard.
But I think that... Don't you feel like his family has prepped him for this his whole life? Like, they've made him a megalomaniac in the same way that they are.
Yeah.
I think he's able to divorce himself from the heat. But people like us who actually worry about how we're perceived, like... I know, I couldn't deal with that much heat. That's terrible. Could you imagine, like... Somebody like Paris Hilton's Twitter feed, just all day, every day, hate, or Kim Kardashian, just fucking cunt, you dumb fucking cumbag, I hate
the
you,
level
like death
of
threats.
Hate all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
No, because I follow some like low grade models on Twitter, and they'll retweet certain things that people write them, and they get fucking straight up hate mail.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty shit.
Man.
So this here from our opening clip is just give it a second.
Okay.
Slipknot.
Okay.
That's my first wife.
This is on a plane.
Oh, fuck. Could I get a Heineken, please?
She's been freaking out for the last 20 minutes. She started off by telling everyone to pray for her mother who just passed away. Then she went up and down the aisles telling everyone to pray for her mother. And then she's been like this for the last, 15, 20 minutes.
Can you imagine
this? I can. I'm getting very stressed out.
It's so unnerving.
How fucking dumb are you that you just like... First of all, you're that panicked over something that people do every day. And second of all, you think God is real.
The level of panic in her
voice. You only
have
to say it once.
I know.
He's God. He can hear you.
God, you're my savior. God, you're my savior.
But she has to scream it. That's terrible. Has anyone...
Like God's going to be like, I was going to crash this plane, but this woman's really putting in the effort. I'm going to keep it in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, wheels down. Let's fucking do this right.
God, you're my savior. God, you're my savior.
It does. It just
God,
goes on and
God,
on.
God, you're my savior.
It's like the worst cheerleader ever.
Her knows her or not. He's been trying to calm her down the whole.
There's a. The best part is that the guy next to her, you can see, is going like, "Come on!" Like trying to got her. And at one point, he must put his hand on her because she doesn't even let it break the rhythm of her. God, you're my savior. She goes like, "God, you're my savior. Don't fucking touch me. God, you're my savior. God, you're my savior.
Time.
This would be a fun, another fun game.
Don't fucking touch me. God, you're my savior. God, you're my savior.
Oh, my God. What a horrific person.
I'm thinking of starting a game, which is this person hot or ugly? And you just play an audio clip, and I'm guessing this person's ugly.
Yeah, you don't get to see her that clearly, but she's not attractive.
No. Wow, man. That level of panic. But there are people who can't fly who really feel that level of panic, you know?
Yeah, but say the prayers on Sunday, book the flight on Monday. You know, I don't understand this shit at all.
You shouldn't. This is hijacking the flight. Which she's
doing. Don't they normally?
Straight up.
It's against the law.
They normally kick you off. Yeah. Don't they have someone arrest you the minute you touch down?
Oh, I'm sure in this case... Yeah, at the gate, they're waiting with police.
Yeah, like air marshals take you down.
It's so funny, though. Like, it's such a grim process, the whole wait in line here, wait in line here, wait in line here, wait in line here. And you're already in that, like, cattle.
Yeah.
You just feel bad. You try to make the best of it. But if someone's going to ruin the part where you're just sitting.
Oh, my God.
And it's not great to just sit there with a row full of people.
No.
But if someone's going to do that to your ass, even a baby who you know can't help it, you're like, that baby needs to shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
So if a grown person is doing that, I mean, it's a miracle no one got up and beat the shit out of her. But
it's a miracle. It's a miracle.
I would.
But
it is, because you'd expect that somebody... person maybe right in front to be like, shut the fuck up. They just go crazy, right?
The thing is, people usually don't do anything when something like that happens. And that's why they fucking hijacked the plane on 9/11. Everyone's like, it's going to be fine.
Yeah,
nothing's going to happen.
What happened to you on a plane? Didn't you?
So, of course, it's one of those 6 a.m. flights where your stomach is churning because you're up at 4 a.m.
And you're just sitting there looking at the alarm clock all night if I go to bed now, I can get 45 minutes of sleep.
That would mean
the world to me right now. Yeah. Starting now. I'm still away.
Yeah. So it was one of those nights, so you only sleep for an hour and a half, and then I'm trying to sleep, and I feel my seat being... punched, like the person that's behind me is doing something to push my seat. So I can't sleep.
Right.
And it's an early flight. Like, why are you pushing the buttons? So obviously this person's watching the television screen and then pushing the buttons. I wake up, I'm so grumpy, and I try and I go, excuse me, could you please stop pushing? You're pushing the buttons really hard. I'm trying to sleep. This is what she says to me. What? I'm on a plane. I'm watching. She goes, what? I'm watching a movie. People on planes do that. And I go, yeah, but it's a touch screen and you're pushing it. I could do what I want. I'm on a plane. I'm just watching a movie. And I was like, okay, thank you. And I just turn around.
Right.
And this bitch was ready to fucking throw down with me. And you know something? I was ready to throw down with her.
Okay.
I fucking fight with black girls before. Okay. She don't fucking scare me. You don't scare me,
How
bitch.
Old was this woman? How old was she?
Probably 28, 29. Clearly a lunatic. Like, if you're on the 6 a.m. flight and you're up and you're like, I'm drinking coffee, I'm watching the movie, like, you're a lunatic. Everybody's sleeping except for you.
That one always gets me when I get to the airport at 5 a.m. and everyone heads to Starbucks.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, this is your only chance to get some sleep. Are you out of your fucking minds with the coffee?
Yeah.
They get coffee on the way off of that flight.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
I just want to shake the shit out of them.
6 a.m., gotta have my Joe.
This is
the person talking at the 6 a.m. flight. Fuck off.
I don't want to be like to name drop this. So
do it.
I'll leave the name out, but
no, please do. Cause I like,
I was
a
chilling.
A comedian was on a flight that I wasn't working with, but a big name. And I got to sit across from him and talk to him for a while. And I fucking love this guy. And as we're talking, they just keep bringing him coffees. Like, I would say four coffees, and then he slept the rest of the flight.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
It was amazing. I was like, how are you asleep? Like, he was, he drank, and he was like, and they would fill it up again, another coffee, and he was talking, and then he was like, all right, man. Oh, and they, on descent, they had to keep going over to wake him up,
oh,
to,
wow,
like, sit up, and, like,
oh, my God,
the plane.
Jeez,
yeah.
Was he fat?
No. No.
Huh.
I don't know who this guy is.
No, I'll tell you later. I just don't, I mean, there's no point in, like, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
One time, I'll name drop all day. One time me and Tosh walked on a plane together. And he's like, yeah, I got you.
No, Peter.
He goes, Peter Tosh, yeah. I was doing a tour with them. I'm really good on the bass guitar. And when I mean really good, I mean really average. But we go to our row. I'm supposed to sit in the middle. He's sitting on the end so we can keep each other company. And there's like two homeless people in our row. And one of them's in my seat. And I'm like,
these are the commercial flying days?
This
is a commercial flight?
This is a commercial flight.
Whoa. Okay.
But seriously, like, I'm not like exaggerating. These guys were dirty. Mm. The guy in my seat had no teeth.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
They were like straight up homeless people.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, you're in my seat. And he didn't really understand the concept of assigned seats.
Oh.
And so he split. But then the guy sitting next to me, he goes, hey, I wouldn't sit in that seat. He goes, I got a colostomy bag and I've got feces all over that seat. So you shouldn't sit in that seat. And I'm just looking at the seat like, okay, good news is there's no shit on the seat. Bad news is this motherfucker is crazy. And it's a long way from Chicago to Los Angeles.
Oh, no. Oh,
he's taking out cigarettes and he's shouting to his boy a couple aisles down like, hey, you want a Marlboro?
Hey,
his buddy goes, I don't think you can smoke on a flight. Like, you don't think? There was a half an hour of messages about how, like,
so
you
crazy.
Can't smoke.
Yeah, who does that now? You know.
And then I saw him in the streets of Hollywood.
How did they get
like a week later?
What?
My theory is they were some kind of drug mules or something.
Drug mules? Or
like someone paid them to transport something.
Hmm.
That's got to be the equation, right?
Yeah, the guy was insane, and they were like filthy.
How many years ago is this?
This is good 5 years ago.
Wow.
Colostomy bag.
to say that, to be like, there's probably feces all over here.
Yeah.
It's such a nutty declaration to make.
It's a weird thing. If it's true, it's even weirder if it's a joke.
Did you smell the poo?
I didn't smell any poo. Honestly, he didn't smell bad. You know, it was really funny, though, when he got off the plane. You know how there's always someone with a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Waiting for, it wasn't his wheelchair, but he just went and sat in it anyway.
Oh, boy.
That's amazing.
That is so crazy.
That's amazing.
Hey, Freddie! You want a cigarette?
That's so annoying.
So nuts.
One time I was on a plane with Tosh once again, and there was a dude that we didn't know sitting in the aisle. And we saw Bill Dwyer. Bill Dwyer came up.
I love Bill Dwyer.
And he's like leaning over the guy we don't know talking to us. And he's laughing and making jokes. And all of a sudden, a little bit of saliva just drips out of his mouth onto the guy's lap.
I love Bill Dwyer.
What'd the guy do? He just tried to be cool. And Dwyer had no idea. And me and Daniel were like,
there's nothing more. Like, I get uncomfortable when someone's standing near me. When you get seated first in your aisle, and they start loading, guys will put their asshole right up to your face. Their cock and balls right up to your face. And they'll be like, I'm putting a bag up, man. You're like, all right, man.
You're
like,
putting three bags up.
Jesus.
On my chin. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
This fucking guy, we're loading into, I got upgraded to first class as always because I'm platinum medallion. And this asshole was like the first one on the plane. He's in the first row and he's taking his time. Like, you know, those guys like, well, I got to put my thing up. I got to get my pillow out. I got to put that down. Yeah. And I got my laptop. He's taking his time.
They have organizing a checklist. Yeah,
motherfucker. And I'm behind him and it's another 6 a.m. or so. I'm like, I'm clearly all right, bro. Like, there's a whole line of people. Like, we got to roll, son. And he's like, okay, excuse me. And then he, like, his tone was like, well, excuse me, you dumb bitch. And I was like, yeah, well, you know what I mean? He's like a total dilettante fucking first classer. Like, come on, son, you know the drill.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you
go,
doing?
Go, go, go. You pull
it's
your
always
shit out, go,
go, go. Yeah.
Especially in first class. These people are freaking flyers. You should know this.
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous.
Fucking weekend.
Excuse me. Let's talk about some exciting news. We haven't even addressed it yet.
My fart
it's
story?
Finally here. Oh. It's here.
Oh, it is here. Holy crap.
We have two new shirts. And yes, you heard correctly. Is one of them. If you go to your mom's house podcast.com, you click on the store. We tweeted it out already.
Do it right now.
And the orders have been coming in.
Like crazy.
We really appreciate it. It's an amazing design. I want to say a huge shout out to my man, Miz.
The wrestler,
Michael Silverfoot.
From Real World.
The designer of this amazing shirt. It's just badass.
Oh, I love it. It's really fucking cool.
It's rad. And they also, the Top Dog shirt, is now in black.
You need to wipe down.
So you can get that in black or you can get in red. It's a really cool shirt. For those of you who don't understand what that is from, I can't believe.
Oh, yeah. Let's refresh their memories.
Yeah, I believe we might have it here.
Is Dude, that's such an old thing.
Look at me. You walk in here. Watch this face. Look at this face, dude. There's somebody like me waiting. He's got a fork and a knife, and the spit is dripping down his mouth like the cartoons.
Here we go.
We will eat you alive.
Matter of fact, you know who the fuck you is. You stepped your punk ass out. Oh, yeah. The motherfucker that bought his pop.
Here we go.
You fuck ass, you son.
Long head.
Not you. Get the fuck back in line, man. But you
that's bad audio, though, huh? That doesn't
terrible.
Sound like... That doesn't
terrible.
Sound like the one that we played before.
No, it doesn't.
No. Maybe there's a different clip of it. Let's
By
see.
The way, how fucking scary is that? I mean,
fat young dumb motherfucker.
That's right.
Back the fuck up with the cameras, man. Yeah. Back the fuck
this
up.
Is the scary
I want everybody
shit.
On this motherfucking stage to take your motherfucking boots and your sneakers off right now. Take your shit off.
We still argue this is the most effective Scared Straight ever. Not like the one on A&E these days that are like...
Oh, the bullshit.
Yeah, they're like, it's going to be really bad if you end up here.
They ain't got desserts at lunch.
Yeah. This shit with this guy, uh-huh. when he's calling people faggots and spitting in their face, like that shit Who is would hold way up more effective. It's crazy.
Did you tell my man you had an attitude problem or something, motherfucker? You gonna allow these motherfucking lights to get you fucked up, you big fat young dumb motherfucker?
That's right. Turtle, man.
Huh? Why you coming today, you big fat funny looking motherfucker? Why you coming today? Can you talk?
Yeah.
Why you coming today, then? See, this dumb motherfucker don't really know why he came here. Get your fat ass over here. Come over here. Come over here for me.
Oh, shit. Great.
This is like a basically from a super episode of Your Mom's House that we did.
This is back in the old house. This is yeah. a couple.
Yeah.
I'm in this motherfucker and I'm fucked up. Look at me, little boy. What the fuck you doing in my house today? And if you tell me a motherfucker lie, I'm gonna moose your motherfucking face up. Then why is you here?
No.
You messed up. No. You're my man right there in the Navy.
I mean, that is.
Hey, Mom, I think I want a couple college applications. yeah, I learned a thing
it's
or two today.
The fucking best thing.
Two things, actually. I should brush my teeth.
Throw your faggot ass up on the stage. Look at me. You see this motherfucking face? You remember this motherfucking face? But you never want to meet a motherfucker like me. You understand?
That's right. That's
they call me Crazy Chris, motherfucker.
That's right.
Crazy Chris, the Nightmare Man.
He'll
I'm gonna survive
you.
In the prison, white boys.
What's your name? Who the fuck you belong to today? Who you belong to today, right? Don't make me break your motherfucking jaw.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
Stick your tongue in his mouth.
He's like, who do you belong? He's like, you.
Yo. This is the best one. I've been scared straight. Can I tap out now?
Yeah, it's
I'm
over,
scared,
man.
And I'm not gonna rob anybody anymore.
This is, I'm all good now. I definitely learned my lesson, and then...
In this motherfucking tour, punk motherfucker. So, apologize, bitch.
There you go.
Sorry for this or something to tour.
Who the fuck are you talking about? You siding them, or you siding them, or you siding me, motherfucker?
Sorry to
everybody. You side every motherfucking body. You get your punk ass on back in the lot, and I'm spitting in your motherfucking face, and I know you don't like no motherfucking nigga spitting in your motherfucking face, and ain't a motherfucking thing you can do about it.
This reminds me of a basketball camp I went to when I was 3 years old.
Was it in Baltimore?
It was in Maryland, but I didn't learn to play. That's a joke, folks.
This shit corny as hell, bro. Come to somebody.
What else?
And you had to suck my motherfucking fucker like you. Bro. Come to somebody goddamn prison. I'm gonna tell you what happened to a young, tender motherfucker like you. That way I had to clean my motherfucking cell, motherfucker. Wash my drawers and socks, motherfucker. And you had to suck my motherfucking dick, motherfucker, when my dick get hard. You
motherfucker.
Oh, and I'm just stinking ass, too. Don't get it fucked up.
Come here, bitch.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hold on to my shirt.
That's how that goes.
That's his bitch.
Listen, I don't mind cleaning your underwear, and I don't mind cleaning your cell, but the suck your dick part,
can we negotiate?
That's really bothering me.
I really would like to negotiate a little bit. Anyways.
Yeah, I don't think there's nothing scarier than prison to me.
Oh, my
that
God.
That seems like the most terrifying thing on the fucking planet.
I don't fear anything as much as I do that.
Prison's the worst thing ever. Prison's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. I would rather have cancer than go to prison.
Yeah, me too, but I don't want to say it.
Well, I feel like it's like Voldemort. Maybe if you say the name, it takes the fear out of it.
Prison or cancer? There's a weird, would you rather?
That's a short game show. but a fun one.
And then they just immediately give you what you asked for every time.
And the bonus.
All right, here you go.
Here's what you win, Bob.
You said you wanted it.
Oh, my
Jesus,
life.
Man.
But then women's prison's a lot easier than men's. I just have to find a girlfriend.
Have you seen Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's the thing about that show. It was really good about the show. They made it seem like in the beginning, they're like, it's not going to be that bad.
Yeah.
And then when she got in there, she realized, even though she wasn't going to get the shit kicked out of her,
it's
still just fucking awful
it
to be part of that society.
All the scheming and the backbiting.
The systems.
The
just the systems that are set up.
It'd make me crazy. That would make me so crazy.
It's like the first day of work times 80.
Yep.
This is a censored version. That's not
that's
nearly
that's not going to scare you very straight.
No.
You got something to say to all of us, don't you?
Right. Apologize.
Yeah.
No, you don't like
that's
that.
Terrible.
It doesn't even work.
Now get to this kid here. Why you here? Steal it. What the fuck you took? Steal some bikes.
There it is. Bikes. And listen, in honor of
bikes,
we have the bike shirt.
Fuck you took.
The fuck you took. Bikes.
Bikes.
My favorite audio clip ever.
That's it? That's your top?
Bikes.
Definitely. Bikes.
Yeah, you know, my favorite is from our show right now is honestly.
Oh yeah.
When they told me you have two in you, you have three in you.
That one's amazing.
I was really proud of myself.
I'm proud of myself.
Is that a girl that had three in her?
Yeah.
Honestly.
She had two in her meow mix and one in her butthole. Hey. That's a lot. It's a lot, Matt.
That's scared gay.
Honestly, it wasn't until, and this is like, this goes for almost all the moments in the scene. It wasn't until somebody was actually there telling me, you have two in you or you have three in you, that like it actually kind of clicked. And I'm like, oh my God, this is actually happening. I'm proud of myself.
Who's enjoying that?
Dude, it's so rough what they do to her. It's so rough.
Oof. Yeah, you had a hard time watching it.
God, I mean, it's just like you realize like it's not made for that. I mean,
it's
I
not?
Like.
Wait a minute.
I like a good crush pounding like as much as the next
sure.
guy.
Sure,
but like three in your hole is like. Whoa.
I'm sorry, I thought it was two.
It was. It's
in the
two.
Pink, one in her.
But then they did double. They did double anal and double vaginal.
Oh, I didn't see that. I missed that part.
Yeah.
I don't even like to share condiments, let alone a vagina.
Oof, man.
Two and two?
Yeah, man.
You can suck my goat sack, punk.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Two and two. How
two
do you,
and
but
two.
What's, the, you're right, what is the allure to two and two?
It's abuse.
Yeah.
Certain guys like to see women get treated very badly.
Yes.
And that's three ways to do it.
It's a very exciting way to
four.
Do it. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
So one thing that has happened, I don't know how much you know about this yet, but it seems like the Live from San Francisco podcast, which was amazing,
yeah,
is not salvageable. The
it
audio
sucks.
It's so
oh,
sad,
Matt, and it was like the best,
it was like
show
the best show. It was so fun. So there were some special treats. One of the things we debuted there that was just going to be part of the live show was a phone call to Top Dog.
And we saved this for you, Matt.
Yeah, we thought you might enjoy this. So
I was just laughing to myself in my head.
This was amazing. Amazing.
When he's talking about the best shit of his life.
Oh.
Because I don't know mine.
You don't know your best,
I don't
Brown?
Know my best shit.
Dude, this one.
Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog.
It's amazing.
Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog.
So.
Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog.
You need to wipe down.
This Top is Dog. Amazing, Matt, because this one, what I ended up doing was I used our recorded line to call his office.
Uh-huh.
So he just answers it like, oh, like it's a business call. He's like, Tom, his name's Tom. He's like, Tom Segura. I'm like, hey, Dad. And he immediately, it just shows you, because this is the most authentic version of him. It's he's in work mode, realizes it's me, and just... I can't even describe
it. It's kind of the most perfect Top Dog call
ever.
Like if we had to play an exemplary call, it would be.
It would be this call.
This Top Dog.
It would be
dog
this call.
Segura.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, man?
Oh, God, I just had a shit this morning. I was thinking about you this morning. Taking a shit, I kept one.
That's right away.
That's right off the bat?
Right away.
That is insanity.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, yeah.
Wiping.
I mean, just think, consider how quick this happens.
Sierra.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, man?
Oh, God, I just had a shit this morning. I was thinking about you this morning. Taking a shit, I kept wiping. Had a little bit of shit that was kind of hung up above my butthole.
I can't even handle it.
Do you understand what's happening, Matt?
Yeah. Apparently, Tom called his dad. Okay. All he said was hello. And then his dad says, I was thinking of you because I got shit smeared all over my ass today.
That's basically it.
Because, oh. You know, when you wipe and you, when you wipe,
yeah.
You kind of check toilet paper and you see that it's in two spots. Okay.
Right.
That means some of it's gotten up there above the butthole, okay? So I had to, you know, because...
I couldn't believe my good fortune. Like, as I was on this call, I knew it was recorded, so I was just, like, beyond
so
happy.
I was about to say that because you did a very good thing. He goes into it, and you just shut the fuck up, and yeah. You're like, I'm just gonna letting this go as long as I can.
I can, yeah.
I guess kind of got caught up in there somehow, but went through a lot of paper, but got it all out.
Wow, that's great, man. How do you think you got caught up by your butthole?
Don't know. I don't know. You know, I think when I wipe,
because I can see his face going, don't know. Like, he's really pondering it. I don't know.
Yeah. This is exactly what pisses your mom off, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Has she heard this? Is she
no. But I will play this for her when we're home for Christmas. I'm going to play this
You
for
don't
her.
Remember your child's birthday. You remember the best shit you ever took.
I wiped up, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that had something to do with it.
How could he wipe up? How could he wipe up?
He's not supposed to.
You spread it up there.
I spread it, yeah. The first wipe was probably just, you know... Normally, my first wipe is an information-only wipe, kind of get a general feel for just how much shit there's really there.
You're basically gathering intel.
Yeah, you've been gathering intel on just what kind of, tone, texture on the 1-7 scale, And and then you gotta have to basically sit there and plot the rest of your wiping strategy.
Yeah.
You know, where you're going to need water. Or, what are you going to do? Are you going to spit on it to give you a little liquid? When I do some kind of just spit on a little bit paper to kind of give me a little flow, And, you're sitting there, and of course, being an expert at this, I kind of know when to zig and when to zag.
Yeah.
Naturally.
First of all, I like how he thinks he's better than other people at it.
Oh, yeah.
He's an expert.
Yeah.
Second of all, I wish you could play this tape for Alexander Graham Bell and be like, this is what people are going to use your invention phone for. Did he invent the phone? I'm not even sure.
Yes.
But the thing is what's interesting here in this call is that he wiped up, which goes against everything
his
he's ever taught us.
Philosophy.
You need to wipe down.
Right. Yes.
You got to know the rules. To break the rules.
That's right.
There you go.
You got to know when to zig and when to zag.
You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them.
I'm pretty good at this stuff, actually.
That's great.
But I got it off. Feel pretty good. I had two of them this morning. And wow. Feel pretty good.
That's great. You really like that. You like that Bristol stool chart, huh?
What's that?
You like that chart, the 1-7 chart.
Oh, I think about it every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great chart. In fact, I kind of, it's very accurate, and you go through different periods, and then it's kind of interesting to when you have like a 6 or 7, you got to ask yourself the question why.
Oh, right.
Is it food? Is it drink? Is it tension in your life? Because 6 or 7s aren't normal. All right.
Right.
And so I kind of, in my own mind, what did I eat? What did, et cetera, et cetera. And so,
That's pretty good.
I think that scale is really helpful.
That is every phone call.
Now,
when you're talking about shit, it's very important to make it extra creepy.
Yeah.
I know.
So heavy breathing.
How long is this tape? Like, what's it clock in at?
This call?
Yeah.
Oh, this call is... just about 5 minutes.
Wow. Oh, no shit. No other subject.
No, another subject comes up.
Oh, okay.
Wait, it's about to come up.
I'm sorry. I'm not ready to move on because...
No, absolutely not.
I'm absolutely concerned. Not. He says that every time he does that initial wipe, it's like a recon. So
the right. First wipe is information.
He knows when to zig and when to zag. Does that imply that all dumps are sloppy dumps?
No.
A lot.
No, it's saying that like, oh, this is a sloppy one or this is not.
I see.
Here's how I can... Here's what I need to do next. And okay. He's way ahead of us. We don't understand what he's talking about.
It's what we call surveying the scene.
Yes.
In first aid.
Yes. That's very much a survey of the scene. He did tell me, I don't know if it's on this call. I think it's on this call, that he really likes a Bristol stool chart, but he really wishes they would make one for farts. He wants a fart chart.
Oh, my God. And so what? Just by the noise it makes?
I think just he has
smell.
He has very odorous.
Powerful.
Bristol is sleeping on that. I mean, they need to get this started.
There's got
to
be a fart chart. I know there is. But
well, we're putting the call out there. Guys, yeah. Is there a fart chart?
Are there fart charts?
Maybe we need to make our own.
This.
By the way, do your listeners know the name of your internet thing?
I don't think they do.
You want me to tell them?
Sure.
It is House of Farts. And you can only imagine what the password is.
Yeah, it's here.
I named it that.
Christina named it that.
Because the internet guy came.
Yeah.
And then in the last house, Tommy named it. And what did you name it?
Browntown. Browntown.
So everybody.
We got asked about that here. Like, are you guys Browntown?
Well, yeah.
Now they definitely are like, hey, who's House of Fart? But they know Browntown went away. So I think they put it together.
These guys are into some weird things.
Good. It keeps them away. Now we don't
it's
have to
so
socialize.
Fun anytime good. Anybody goes there to say, like, to pull out their phone or here, and they're like, oh, what's your internet? Are you guys House of Farts? that's what's great.
That's why I love you. That's why we're married.
That's why you lock it down.
Right. Absolutely. Here you go. That's really. You know what I had yesterday? We traveled back from. We were in Charlotte and we flew back.
And then it's breathing.
Just walking around. After a while, I was like, man, I don't know what's going
dude,
on.
This is my whole life.
My whole life
just
is this.
Breath. He has no idea how annoying that is.
How old were you when he started talking about his shits in detail?
I mean, I could bring this stuff up. I feel like in my early teen, like, I was always talking about, like, oh, I got to take a shit. He's like, you have a good one? Like, he would always be like,
right.
Good one?
By the way, I just realized how horrible it would be to be a psychiatrist just now.
People telling me, yeah.
So when did your dad start talking about his own shit with you?
Well, Matt, what's really fun is that the very first time he introduced me to his family in Florida, we went back for the holidays for Christmas. And Top Dog, the very first thing he does, basically, when we get into the house, he's like, Tommy, I don't know if you know this. He's the king of the dumps. Tommy takes big dumps. And I got him the extra special toilet paper. And he shows me a fresh thing of like double ply Charmin. And he's like, this is for Tommy. Okay, buddy. Yeah. I don't know if you know this. Tom's the king of the dumps.
King of the dumps. Were and you? The special caca maker.
Caca maker, yeah.
Were you laughing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew. I was like, oh, we're going to get married. This is the man of my dreams.
This is my life now.
Yeah. he's always been like, you take big dumps, buddy. Like, he always points them out to me.
Encourages. He even installed a special sized toilet for Tom in the guest bathroom so that when Tom comes home. This is a true story.
Yeah.
This is a true story. So that Tommy can have optimal toilet placement.
Okay. Well, that's nice. That's nice.
Is that true?
They did get
that's
a new toilet
there.
That's
what they said.
Yeah.
But he goes, we picked this one out for you, buddy, because this one's
well, they had a retard toilet. I gave him a lot of stress about it.
A retard toilet?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It was like extra high off the ground for like old retards so that they can sit without hurting themselves.
Old retards.
Yeah. That's my least favorite kind.
And it sucks. I was like, you know, shitting here sucks because you're basically...
shitting here sucks.
I was like, you're basically standing. You're basically standing. I need some fucking squatty potty going on. I need my legs bent. And they're like, well, an old person lived here. I'm like, take that fucking toilet out. Put in a little toilet, a low toilet, so I could squat down and shit like a man.
I knew it.
By the way, how happy was your dad when he got to go to Home Depot that day and talk toilet with somebody? Just test drive them all.
I bet he did. It was like, what's your top of the line stuff?
Tommy's coming for Christmas, but today's kind of my Christmas.
It's kind of my Christmas.
Matt, do you ever talk like this with your family?
No, I don't think it's ever going to happen, really.
Well, this is like one of those topics that like comes up in families or it doesn't.
But you know? I do feel like I could talk to Tom's dad about it if I have to.
You definitely could call him up and you wouldn't have to like explain yourself. You could probably just be like, hey, I'm Tom's friend. I had a shit. He'd be like, okay. He wouldn't be like, who are you?
Yeah. One sentence would get me in.
One sentence.
I'm Tom's friend.
Yeah, there you go.
I got to take a shit.
He gave me your number. I got a shit. And he'd be like, let's go.
Yeah. Lisa, hold all my calls.
That's actually something we should try that.
Okay.
That would be
I'm getting nervous already, but let's do it.
That would be amazing if you.
Well, Matt's not a. Do you talk about Brown a lot, Matt?
I can do it. I usually don't. I usually don't talk about it. I kind of talk about it. You know, I more or less just listen to you guys talk about it. I usually don't contribute. But I've talked about it before. I'm not ashamed of my turds. But like, I'm not scared of it.
I remember as a kid, some families had more open talk sexually. Like about not like
sure.
how yeah. just, but like they I sex agree, was yeah. just an open topic. My house, that's no way not no. fly at all. But you know, they talked about shit.
What do you guys talk about, Matt? What's your inappropriate topic at home?
At home, we just avoid the real issues at home.
Oh, you're very white
for sure.
Waspy, yeah.
Well, you know, no, my parents will do. I avoid shit. My parents will do the. We got to talk about this. We're going to talk about this. And now the conversation's over. And it's like fucking uncomfortable as shit.
Like, what did they bring? What's the last thing they
I'll give you an example. Right before I went to college, my dad, it was just me and my dad having dinner for some reason. I don't know where everybody else was. My dad's like, sit down. You ever drink a beer? And I go, yeah. And he's like, in college, everything's going to revolve around alcohol. And you're kind of going to have to drink. But don't drink any of the punch. All right. And that's like the whole conversation.
So he was
trying to say, hey, you're gonna run into this.
That came from a good spot from your dad saying that, right?
What do you mean? It feels
like his intent was like he really wanted to give you that warning.
Yeah, he did not want to look back and go, oh, I should have told him something about alcohol before he fucking died.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my dad gave me the alcohol talk.
My dad gave me it at Christmas this past year.
Why do we feel that
this
really?
Past year?
So we do talk about stuff.
But just
he was like, hey, just an observation. Fucking slow down.
Oh, is that right?
Seriously. And wow. I was like, when is this going to end? It was only one sentence. And I was like, when is this going to end?
Oh.
It was so uncomfortable.
It was awful. It was awful.
That's horrible.
This is the first time anyone's ever said anything like that to me. And I was like, oh, God.
Were you boozing
now
like crazy?
No, but here's what happened. I was entrapped because they kept buying beer. I was at home for 2 weeks before I moved back to L.A.
Yeah.
And my dad kept buying me beer, and I kept drinking it.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you drank all the beer. You failed the test.
Oh,
you gotta fucking chill.
Shit.
And he pointed to my mom. My mom wasn't there, but he's like, your mom, her family, you got what they got.
Oh, really?
Shit.
Oh, no.
It was awful.
That's awful.
It was awful. And it was right in the same spot 20 years earlier where it was don't drink the punch. It was right in the same spot.
And you're basically like, this cannot end quicker. Like this conversation.
This has got to end.
And this how long are you home end. At this point?
This is my last night there on a 2 week stretch. First week was fine.
Yeah.
My brother bought his girlfriend and the baby by.
Yeah.
And everyone was crazy about the baby. So there's a week of that. And then they all left and I had one more week where it was just like,
oh, Jesus.
Let's focus
of course,
on the full charge.
We can focus on full charge all the way.
Yeah.
I find the older I get, you know, I live on the opposite coast. I love my family. I've really found that a week is the perfect amount of time.
I'm gonna call it 2 days.
2 days, yeah.
2 days.
Yeah, I can't do much more, man. We've done it before, and it's not good.
Yeah, I get to the point where like I don't really do anything over the course of the day, so then I can't sleep.
Yeah,
and it's just a fucking nightmare.
Dude, I visit my dad who lives here in LA, and after like 4 hours, both of us are tapped out.
Yeah.
Like my dad mutually, both of us, are like, all right, man, later, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Like
a few days, truthfully, is, but I'm saying the longest I can go is like
a week.
Yeah.
But you've got sisters, and there's a lot of activity in the house,
if there's stuff there, when it's
so
just
we can
you,
hide.
It's like,
yeah, it's too much when it's just the two of us.
If you're talking about full charge and his two parents just sitting there at dinner,
oh my God,
fucking. Not that we're big talkers, so we don't care that it's quiet, but it's quiet.
Really?
And it's just like nothing's really happening.
I want to see the full charge parents.
I'm dying.
My parents are cool as shit, but it's not exciting.
Right.
My dad's really cool. He's in all these boats and he can fix anything. he's one of the cooler guys I know.
Yeah.
But like they're really just like they're really focused on they're really wondering about me. Like, what's this life gonna turn out like? It's like they're very worried.
Really?
About
really?
Me. Absolutely.
You sense it or you know it?
I know it for sure.
Really?
I know it for sure. Because they're just kind of like, how is this life that you're living going to work out?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
No, I believe you because I feel like that's got to be, for if the parent is somewhat healthy
yeah.
and loving,
yeah.
and like they all, to a degree, have to wonder about kids like us.
Comedians? Oh,
yeah.
my God.
I mean, not even knowing the ins and outs of it for real, just yeah. like when they get the, like, when I remember telling my parents, like, how I get paid and, like, the uncertainty. Like, and then I'm like, and, like, when I was like, oh, hopefully, you know, next month this club is supposed to book me so I'll have work. And they're like, uh-huh.
No, it's insanity to us.
Yeah.
And it's mind-blowing to them.
Yes.
Now, Christina's got the great perspective. She's like, it's your fault, Mom and Dad. It's your fault. You did something wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely they did something. They did it all wrong.
We don't know what it is exactly, but you fucked up.
Oh, yeah. I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's called MOM, all right? My shrink tells me every fucking week exactly why I got the problems I do.
Yeah.
But I'm really of the philosophy that like you really... See, and my dad also put me on a once-a-week parole officer call.
Yeah.
What?
Where I have to call in once a week. We were driving around this winter. He's like, you got to call me once a week. What? And I'm like, fuck! Because I love him.
Right.
So I agreed to it.
Sure.
But I hate checking in once a week.
And is it like a designated day?
It's a designated Sunday.
Oh,
really?
It's the family day.
And it's a fucking parole. It's a parole hearing. Once a week, and I'm doing the same thing. They're like, what are you doing this week? And sometimes I'm like, don't know.
Yeah.
This year's been great.
Yeah.
Usually I have an answer.
Yeah.
But still some weeks where you're just like, I don't know, I might be working here, there, or whatever.
Well, what do they think of, like, but they also, like, I imagine, I mean, what do your parents think of when you go, I'm going here, I'm going there, and you have, like, all this stuff? Are they excited for it?
Yeah, I think my dad's more interested in it. My mom is, like, crazy. She'll just worry about anything.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll, to the extent of, like, what happens if you get locked out of the hotel or something
Aww.
Like that?
Oh, right.
It's like, are you crazy?
Yeah,
you go to the front desk.
Yeah, yeah.
Next problem.
Yeah.
Bring
yeah.
it. And to me, I'm like, what's the worst that could happen? It's
what?
Just, I mean, I'm sure there are bad things, but it's like, honestly, if you keep putting the effort in,
yeah.
things really don't get that bad.
Yeah.
And they can't think like that.
No.
I read a book about this one time. They like your parents and your family want to preserve you
yeah.
to keep you safe, but you want to be something better. So you have to face the risk and you
right.
have to face the difficulty.
Right.
And that's that. And if you listen to your parents, you're just not going to be happy.
Oh yeah.
I remember when we were living, not our last place, but before that, but I was still working, you know, I was driving around one time talking to her and she was like, I have an idea. And I was like, what's up? She was like, why don't you go get a job in a bank?
Mm.
And she's like, you understand these things. You're good with, you know how to explain them to people. Because I was telling her about something in the news. I was like, oh, it's crazy that it was like the market crash. And I was like, you know,
uh-huh.
here's what's going on. She was like, see how good you are at that? You could do that for a living.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what about what I do now, though? She's like, you could just do that at night when you feel like it.
Oh.
I was like,
that's so sad.
Do you know what that sounds like to me when you tell me that? And she's like, I'm just saying, like, there'd be more, you know, certainty and you
right.
have a regular job. And I was like, okay.
The thing is, you could always just go do that.
Always.
Right.
It's always an option. Can I tell you one thing to my parents' credit? My father has actually always been supportive of
yeah.
any decision I have ever made.
Yeah.
Dad, I want to go to law school. Great. Dad, I'm dropping out of law school. Great. Dad, I'm becoming a comedian. Great. Seriously, to his
yeah.
credit, and they were risk takers. You know,
yeah.
they escaped from
Absolutely.
The motherland. So I think he understands high risk.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
I gotta
what I
say,
have going to my benefit.
As conservative a guy as Top Dog is, always been 100%
yeah.
on board.
Yeah.
He's never been the one to be like, why don't you get a regular job? My
no.
mom does.
Well, right. dads kind of want their name out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They want you to do something with that name.
Sure. Yeah, true. And maybe like some of our dads have just more of a sense of adventure. You know what I mean? Like,
I think so. Mothers want to keep you safe. Yeah, dads
they're protecting
teach
their
you
baby
reckless,
still. Yeah. Right?
Well, we're such a that's such a nice conversation, man. That's so funny, Matt. I had no idea your folks were so kind of quiet and normal.
They're crazy quiet, but they're crazy. They're like funnier than you. It doesn't sound like they're funny people. They're mad, like sarcastic. They're a lot like me, but I mean, they're older and they're way their lives aren't half as exciting. I mean, I'm a fucking comedian. It's
yeah,
ridiculous.
Of course, crazy. you know that my mom, ridiculous. One of my mom's great fears is that my father will kill her, right?
Yeah, yeah, I love that fear.
It's a very big fear of hers.
It's interesting. It's the same fear I share.
Well, you know what? It's not crazy because that's what happens.
That's what happens.
Yeah, yeah. No. Well,
most
the thing
murders,
is,
it's the lover or the husband.
And they watch nothing but like
right. First 48 and stuff like that.
Oh, that's interesting. Like that, yeah. That's funny. So does my husband. He has a bit about it in his act even. That's how much he loves the first 48.
Yeah, it's a good bit. I really like that one.
So interesting.
Oh, that's cricket.
I never get bored with you.
No, you didn't say that. What did you tell me? You called me and said, you know, it's funny, it's horrible to say this. The only thing I have to pretend, the people entertain, and I get so bored with everybody, the only person who doesn't get me bored is Tommy. Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah, but you're automatically included in my list. You are, and I told you that other times.
No, you didn't. Other times. No, you didn't.
Well, what? Matt,
come out.
No. What have I ever been bored with you? Ever?
Well, you don't have a choice. You live with me. If you're bored, it's your problem. Can't you imagine? But he's going to look at me and say, I'm bored with you.
You need to wear a necklace today.
Buy me one.
What about earrings? Your earrings look nice.
So they called me the other day because my dad was like, you're not going to believe your mother, because she tried to tell me that they went to a park, and this time it wasn't about him killing her.
Uh-huh.
This time she thought a random man was going to kill my dad.
Oh my
so she called, she wanted to call me for me to call 911, even though she's right there
right.
with her phone. So I asked him about
it. I feel an itch, and I went and I,
this is still pooping,
I went yes. in the bathroom and I just wiped with, you know, with without having gone to the bathroom, I just wiped, and there was a lot of brown on the toilet paper.
Yep. Well, you know, you probably had to, what happens sometimes is, particularly when you have a squirter, you know, is that you can bend over, you can, you know, maybe take a sharp step and your muscles kind of relax and a little bit will come squirting out there, barely, you know. And the problem is that's when you really see what I do now. Once the urge comes, I find a bathroom.
All right, yeah.
I'm not really in a position to hold them anymore, you know. So you got to practice defensive shitty, okay? And I do.
Yeah, that is very true. That is very true. What was it? I couldn't understand Mom the other day. What was she saying about who was going to kill her? Like, where were you guys? It didn't make any sense to me.
Oh, this is just so Mom. We went to, this is a very dangerous place we went to. We went to the Bank of America at Ryanwood Plaza near the house, okay?
Okay.
And so I pulled in there to use the ATM machine. There was a Ford pickup truck parked two cars away. But according to Mom, the guy was a killer drug looking
oh my God.
Robber kind of person.
Uh-huh.
Mom's great description.
Okay.
So she decided what she was going to do is call you in case this guy attacked me.
Oh, so for once you were going to get attacked. That's what I didn't
know. Yeah, in case I was going to get attacked, you know, you would know what to do from wherever you were in the country.
And what, I mean, did the guy even say anything to you?
No. I used the ATM machine. He used the ATM machine. Okay, yeah. Hey, I got to take this call, buddy.
All right. I love you. Oh, man. It's my favorite Top Dog call ever, I think.
Have you ever asked him about shitting conditions in Vietnam?
Yes.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yes,
of course.
He loves talking about that.
I bet. That's his two favorite things.
Yes, that and...
you're right.
Did he ever kill someone while he was shitting?
Oh, my God. Then
wow.
It would be... You'd have to include an orgasm in that, too. We talked to him about killing in Vietnam.
Yeah.
He was very excited about that.
I heard that.
You did hear that.
I heard that.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, it's a sexual experience.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, yeah. Killing, shitting.
Yeah. Because your mom was like, see, he loves killing. He's going to kill me, Tom. Tom.
Yeah.
He's going to kill me.
Yeah. I think you're right, Mom. All right. Full Charge. Thank you so much for coming down.
My pleasure,
thanks,
man.
Jeans.
Always full fun. Jeans. Go check out thefullcharge.com.
Yes, thefullcharge.com. Full Charge Power Hour.
Full Charge Power Hour.
Episode 17, Tom and Christina.
Follow Matt
at the Full Charge. And I got a CD coming out in November. Woo-hoo! You're going to want it.
You're going to come back for that for sure.
Cool.
Yeah, for sure. At Christina P on Twitter.
Okay.
Go to your mom's house podcast.com. And if you would be so kind, make sure you cop the bike shirt.
Oh, that's so good.
And we also, these shirts are the highest quality. They're soft. And we have the discharge. Discharge material. So there's no, you can't feel the shirt. It's just discharge.
Honestly,
that was like, okay. So, and also don't forget, go to TomSegura.com, and click on November 9. You can get free tickets if you're in Minneapolis, or come see me November 1st and 2nd here in LA at Burbank. All right. We love you guys.
I love you, mommies.
Part of enjoying life is to make the most out of everything that you do. You see lions out in the Serengeti when they stake out their territory, you know, with their scent. That's what I do. Anytime I start blowing farts, you know, 30 minutes later, I'll be dropping one in.
Did you just fart?
Did you just fart in your hand?
This was a real squirter. Drop my load. Just chill and take a dump.
He's the Oprah of shitting.
Absolutely. Kind of the Dr. Oz of the radio network.
You know the wipes people use to clean, like, their countertops? Industrial strength.
Always use the handicap stone.
It's hard to hold your cheeks together when you're walking downstairs.
The cheeks don't stay closed on the butt. The toilet seat covers work great. It did the job.
He gave me great advice on how to wipe.
If you wipe too hard, like I used to...
You get dingleberries. You need to wipe down.
Wipe down.
Mm-hmm. Wipe down.